Germany.io, your podcast and YouTube blog covering the German startup scene with news, interviews, and live events.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Joe from Celebrate.io. Welcome to this month in German, Swiss, and Austrian startups, November 2025. One more news and the year's over, Chris. Isn't it crazy?
Yeah. So what have we? Still time to turn it around. That's my motto.
Welcome to our monthly startup news covering the most important developments from the innovation and tech entrepreneurship scene in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. You're listening to the top news for November 2025, released today, November 27th, Thanksgiving Day in the US. So if you're tuning in from the States, happy Turkey Day. Enjoy a long weekend and thanks for making us part of your holiday listening ritual. As always, we split the news into two parts. Today's episode highlights the headline-worthy stories shaping the DACH and European ecosystem this month. Our deep dive into November landscape, including analysis, market shift, and founder-level signals, will follow on Monday, already December 1st. Our regular news will be published again for December 18th. We'll then wrap up the year with our annual FinTech review on December 23rd, right before the Christmas break. To give you a heads up, for the new year, our first 2026 episode will be January 15th, featuring a special interview with Polar Steps. I'll be on medical leave for all of January, so Chris has to do some interviews and will fill the gap. There will be no regular startup news for January 2026, but don't worry, we'll be back in full rhythm with a combined January and February news episode on February 26th. 2026. Today's episode, Chris is again in New York, just returned from the Emmys. You've been to the Emmy ceremony, right?
Well, to be honest, it was the International Emmys, and that's kind of like the dirty stepchild of it all. So it's in a hotel ballroom in the middle of Midtown New York, but nevertheless, it was really glamorous. And what's really cool is that they actually allow press people to be in the main room, and then you have all the different dinner tables from the different countries rooting for their entries. And Germany even won. So that was cool. And it was a very cool German show about the last days of Eastern Germany and explaining what life was like in Eastern Germany for a younger audience. And the producer said, I just wanted to create something about the time when Germany was the happiest country on earth. That was sweet.
Totally. I'm actually joining from Germany, from Frankfurt. And Chris, I was wondering, because this is Thanksgiving Day, do you once again eat that tofu thing? Don't get me wrong. I like tofu, especially the spicy one, but not for Thanksgiving.
Every time you're calling me out on this, I think I won't get it. So I will be at a friend's place. They already said that they will have plenty of vegetarian options. And I mean, the good thing is if you're vegetarian, you can always just stick with stuffing. So that's good. I'm also not a huge fan of the tofurkey. I mean, turkey is also some dry meat. It's not great, if people are honest. So even the real thing is not great.
One day I'll invite you over. You'll be here for my Thanksgiving turkey, and then you'll reverse this statement.
Not if you behave like this.
Okay, let's talk startups. Oh, by the way, all of our 2025 news coverage you can find on our pillar page, DACH Startup Ecosystem 2025, the ultimate hub. Our sponsor, a quick break for something every founder should hear. One leak on the dark web can mean account takeovers, impersonation, or board level crisis. That's why we partner with NordStella, a business grade threat exposure platform from the team behind NordVPN. It gives you early signals before attackers escalate. With data breach and dark web monitoring, attack surface discovery, and cyber squatting detection, you'll spot exposed credentials, shadow IT, and fake domains fast. Startup Radio listeners get an exclusive 20% Black Friday discount. If you talk to sales, you can learn more at nordstella.com/startupradio and use the code Black Friday 20. Good until December 10th, 2025. Don't wait until your data shows up for sale. Visit nordstella.com/startupradio, code Black Friday 20. When you talk to sales. Chris, there is actually a very nice turkey in our show notes. You want to take over from here, the highlights.
So, to give you the lay of the land for today's episode, we are going to look at the highlights of our edition today, of the November 2025 edition. And we see in Europe's startup landscape that we see signals in AI infrastructure, something we have been doing for quite a while now. It's like the most big, it's the biggest topic usually in these days in all of our episodes. Defense tech, robotics, biotech, cloud sovereignty, fintech recalibration, and energy transition. So overall, we see that Europe and especially the DACH region is still trying to kind of reinvent itself around those new booming industries around deep tech, dual use systems, and sovereign digital capabilities. We are seeing that founders no longer rely solely on apps on top of platforms, but more building the platforms themselves. We're seeing that infrastructure becomes more and more important and industry layers themselves. So, a major current this month was the consolidation of AI as a capability in different industries, not just as something for consumers, for direct consumers in the end. We see that the dominant narrative now wasn't chatbots, marketing tools. It was AI for critical infrastructure, including nursing workflows, robotics, dexterity, drone autonomy, supply chain intelligence, satellite navigation, and enterprise orchestration. This all signals a shift towards AI native European industrial strategy. Also a very important topic given the political landscape, geopolitical issues like trying to be more independent from the US, Russia, and China. And so we are seeing that AI becomes a shorthand for automation, verification, compliance, efficiency, safety, topics like this. Another micro trend is the migration of capital into sovereign, defensible, and strategically aligned technologies. So we see defense tech, space tech, secure communications, and quantum combined with large scale funds for health tech, climate tech, and deep tech, all pointing to a landscape in which investors are rewarding high IP, high barrier, high durability categories. Fintech, though, by contrast, is entering a period of structural normalization. Complaints are still spiking. We already talked some from time to time about this as well. Layoffs are continuing. Crypto offerings are expanding, even though a bit more cautiously than they used to. And we see political debates around the digital euro, cash abolition, and regulatory AI. European fintech there, as always, or as we see also with multiple topics, Europe is emphasizing more a compliance first approach. So keywords here are, for example, neo-broker reliability, fraud prevention, and digital identity. That's my little first overview. I hand it over to you.
Awesome. And also in the deep dive, just wrote the script. And I remember that we have new funds investing, including in Europe, worth more than 1.8 billion euros. So there's a lot to come. Just sticking with the highlights, the energy and climate tech ecosystem continued into infrastructure reality, not innovation theater. Funding for battery tech, smart metering, energy storage, grid digitalization, and retrofittable industrial decarbonization underscores a broad shift. Climate tech is entering the procurement area where industrial demand, ROIs, integration, and transparency and scaling pathways. Keywords dominating the current trends, battery analytics, smart grid management, climate resilience, industrial retrofits, renewable integration, corporate decarbonization, and energy security. The broader read, sustainability has moved from virtue to competitive advantage. Finally, November, Europe's identity crisis and its emerging answer. With funding at a five-year low, but deep tech breakthroughs at multi-year highs, the ecosystem is bifurcating. On the one side, startups relying on burn, brand, and narrative. On the other side, companies building sovereign clouds, robotic hardware, biotech platforms, defense system, and mission-critical AI. Europe is placing its chips in later, and the DACH region is becoming the testing ground for the continent's innovation and sovereign strategy. This month's keywords map implies Europe's next decade won't be shaped by consumer ads, but by compute, autonomy, infrastructure, and resilience. So you are on the right channel for that with Startup Radio. We always love to get feedback from you guys. There's a link to Google form. Also, this episode goes live on Thursday, November 27th, 2025. Tune into our internet radio station, and after a short ad break, Chris will be back with the top news.
Welcome back, and thanks for helping us paying our energy bills. So now let's have a look at the top news. We are starting off with Quantum Systems. It's a Munich-based defense tech startup. They are specializing in AI-powered aerial intelligence and drone systems, and they are preparing now for a new funding round of approximately 150 to 200 million euros, targeting a valuation near 3 billion euros as of October 2025. As always with this, I mean, at some point we probably need to make a special episode about the meaning of valuations these days, because especially in the AI sector, we see a lot of it is really not overblown, but there's a lot of fantasy in the market, as the Germans would say.
Do you remember in 2021 where we did have an external additional unicorn tracker, because there have been so many unicorns created? That kind of feels a little bit like that. But you have to keep in mind, at this time in Corona, it was just a shift. Everybody thought Corona would keep coming and everybody would move into digital. Here, there's an actual threat and there are governments behind with multi-year spending plans. So I really do hope it's a little bit different than that, even though it feels the same. I have to admit that.
Yeah. So we see with Quantum Systems that they are one of those, that they are in a pretty specific and rare position, because they are one of the few European players in drone solutions for government and for industrial clients. So we see here that lead investors are Balderton Capital, that is joining strategic backers like the Airbus Defense and Space and Hensoldt. So we see also that there's now a deep tech crossover and in capital returning to Europe's sovereignty tech stack. So and we see overall, obviously, that the global drone security market is expanding, because there are the realistic threats of infrastructure and hybrid warfare. So this is a Quantum Systems story. Grab and the German remote driving startup, they have announced a $410 million strategic partnership to accelerate the rollout of their teleoperated mobility solutions across Southeast Asia's major cities, and that will mark one of the largest mobility tech alliances of the year. Grab, this is the dominant app of the region and ride-hailing network, plans to integrate Waze human-in-the-loop remote driving platform to improve fleet availability, safety, and operational efficiency in markets where full autonomous vehicles remain impractical. Waze teledriving system relies on trained drivers operating the vehicles from centralized control hubs, and they are claiming to offer a scalable alternative to cost-intensive self-driving stacks while maintaining high compliance and urban safety standards. And this collaboration now positions VEI as Europe's most globally validated teledriving company, showing also a competitive rise of Germany deep tech in a category long dominated by US and Asian players. Trade Republic is moving toward a landmark 12 billion euro valuation, according to a new report from Manager Magazine, a German business and economics magazine, marking one of the strongest valuation trajectories in European fintech despite the sector's broader correction. Trade Republic is a Berlin-based neo-broker that has expanded far beyond zero-fee stock and ETF trading and is now offering a wealth-building platform that includes interest-bearing cash accounts, crypto investing, fractional shares, long-term saving plans, automated wealth tools. So it's more like a full-on suite by now. Rising retail investor activity in Germany and a more disciplined balance sheet structure have strengthened the company's fundamentals. Even though in Germany we always have BaFin, most important finance watchdog of the government, and they are putting increasing pressure on operational quality and compliance automation across the sector. So we see here, though, that Trade Republic now really becomes this beacon and becoming a bellwether and benchmark for the whole industry. Flexion, moving to Switzerland, is a Zurich-based robotics software startup claiming to build the brain for humanoid robots. They have closed a 43 million euro, 50 million US dollar Series A round in November, led by DST Global Partners and N-Ventures, which is the venture arm of NVIDIA. Other participants are Red Alpine, Prosus Ventures, and Moonfire. And the special thing about Flexion is that they are not hardware heavy, but they are more focusing on the reinforcement learning, the simulation to reality software stack. And as they say, the brains of it all, so that the robot bodies can perceive, plan, and act in human-centric environments. With labor shortages, aging demographics, and manufacturing automation demands intensifying across Europe, the timing is strategic. The company aims to scale compute platforms, expand its Zurich R&D base, and open a US presence by next year. So there we also see that robotics infrastructure and software-first autonomy are now becoming more important in the DACH region. So Finova Partners, a European life science venture capital firm based in Paris, London, and Milan, has closed a 650 million euro flagship fund, Capital XI, I guess Capital 11, in November. Because November is the 11th month, obviously, significantly exceeding its initial target and bringing its platform deployment above 1.5 billion euros over the past year. With the backed investments already underway, the fund will target pioneering biopharmaceutical and medical technology companies in Europe and North America. They put an emphasis here on immuno-oncology, digital health, and diagnostic platform. Here also we see that there is an LP confidence in Europe's life science innovation stack. And we see that biotech founders are maturing beyond seed and preclinical phases all over Europe. That leaves me with the top news, handing it over to you.
Let's take the top news from Chris. Let's talk about Schwarzgruppe, something I'm sure a lot of people outside of Germany have never heard, but they are the company behind, for example, the retailer Lidl and Kaufland. They are one of Europe's largest retail conglomerates and operate the sovereign cloud platform Stackit, announcing a monumental 11 billion euro investments into new European data center and AI compute infrastructure, Slowion, instantly positioning Germany as a serious contender in a hyperscale and sovereign cloud race. Stackit, which already is a serious contender in the hyperscale. No, again. Stackit, which already makes itself a GDPR-aligned alternative to AWS, Azure and Google Cloud will use the new capital to expand secure data campuses, energy-efficient campus clusters, and AI-optimized server farms designed especially for enterprise workload across industry, retail, and manufacturing. With AI adoption rising across the DACH region and energy pressure threatening cloud reliability, Schwartz move strengthens European control over sensitive data and reduces its reliance on US hyperscalers. That aligns with Brussels' sovereignty push for founder building AI agents, LLM platforms, and compute intensive SaaS in Germany. This makes a generational shift. Compute scarcity is becoming a strategic market, and DACH finally has a dominant heavyweight. Europe prepares a multi-billion fund to scale tech champions. The European Commission is, according to press reports, preparing a multi-billion euro scale-up Europe fund designed to solve the region's chronic late-stage capital gap and accelerate the growth of deep tech, AI, climate, space, and industrial technology champions. Backed by the European Investment Bank and private market LPs, the program aims to keep European startups from being forced into US capital markets or early acquisition pathways, positioning the fund as a strategic counterweight to US mega funds and China's industrial policy financing. The initiative directly targets the Series C and beyond bottleneck, which has historically pushed European founders to relocate or redomicile and offer long-term capital for companies building sovereign cloud systems, defense tech, robotic platforms, biotech, therapeutics, slow Joe, industrial AI and green transition infrastructure. For DACH founders, this fund could be transformational. It provides domestic growth capital at global scale. Whew. That's it for the overview and the top news this month. We'll be back on Monday, December 1st with a deep dive. Chris, it was a pleasure as always.
Yes, thank you. And if someone was watching on the screen, I needed a tissue and you didn't want to hear this, but it was urgent. Thank you. And please tune in for the second part of this month's overview.
That's all, folks. Find more news, streams, events, and interviews at www.startuprad.io. Remember, sharing is caring.